Awkward. Awkward.
Robin, do you think Ben Affleck is better looking than me?
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of imaginary friends, it's the most random show on the internet, it's the Buzzkill Live!
We're dancing in the street.
Ladies and gentlemen, what seems to be another 27-month hiatus, we are finally, and yes, I'm going to use the word finally one last time, back. Welcome to the Buzzkill Live, episode number 28. We have now, decided a new way to record, and joining me on the other end of the tin can and string. Yes, that's right, because we spare no expense on this fucking show. Joining me on the other end on the tin can and string is the... Let me see, I gotta think of a good one here. In honor of our new podcast that is up on Sundays called The Sunday Night Suplex with your host, me. See what I did there?
I did. That was nice.
In honor of that show, the Marty Jannetty to my Shawn Michaels, Miss Emerson Braddock. Emerson, how are you today?
I'm good. I don't get that reference. I guess I'm going to have to watch that show, huh?
It's a wrestling reference, and it means I carry you every week. All right.
Oh, that's just wrong.
First, well, it's the truth, though. I hate to be that way. So a lot has gone on since the last time we joined you in, here on the show, and, first things first, we've got to get this out of the way, because I feel like a complete ass sandwich about it. We were not able to fulfill the end of the contest, were we?
No, we were not.
Let's tell them the reasons why, because, A, I'm just too sexy. That's number one. In all honesty, Emerson is, how do I put this nicely, is in a one-on-one battle with The Rock.
Exactly. Well, there's more than one Rock, but I get to reference, you know. But yeah, the kidney stones, man, they're killing me. You know, that's one of the worst pains I've ever had, and I've had two C-sections. So.
See, doctors tell men all the time that having a kidney stone is and passing one is the equivalent of a male giving childbirth.
Well, when I see a man pass a kidney stone, then I'll talk about it.
I have. That's the shitty part. I have seen a guy in pain just passing a kidney stone. Here's a question I must ask. How does it feel to have a rock quarry in your kidney?
It hurts. It's not fun at all. I mean, it's just like your side just starts hurting a little bit, and then, man, by 5 or 6 hours later, you're in so much pain, it's not even funny, you know, and can't sit still, you can't sleep, you know, I just pace, that's all I can do.
I felt the same way after I had sex with some of my exes. Just throwing that out there. So we apologize for not being able to run the contest as perfectly gone as planned, but we're not giving up on it. We'll talk more about that later in the coming weeks. We're going to make sure we get on a schedule. As you can tell, this is now being done by phone.
Yes.
The miracle.
Awesomely done.
The wonders of modern technology. And you sound amazing. You sound better. You're actually louder now than you have ever been when you're actually recording the show.
I know. And I sit right on that mic, so I don't understand how that, you know, how that happens.
Yes, I've actually seen movies about how you sit on the mic. It's called Deep Throat.
You dick.
I am what I eat.
All right, you are what your name is, too.
Don't be a Richard. Buy the shirt at the Buzzkill magazine stores. All right, so let's just run down what has happened in the past few weeks, starting with you. Since the last time we were on air was June. It's been a month. Yeah, how's that make you feel? Does that not make you feel like a terrible person?
Well, I do feel like a terrible person, but, you know, I can't help the kidney stones. And then, you know, the transmission went out in my truck, and I have been unable to go anywhere, which really sucks.
And Earl's kissing his sister again. Speaking of Earl's kissing his sister again, really quick, why don't you let the people know what you still have of mine?
I don't want to.
Tell them what you are still holding hostage.
I'm not holding it hostage. I haven't seen you.
You saw me. Wait, this is not true. You saw me 2 weeks after I gave it to you, and I still have not received it back. For anybody who listens to the show or knows what we're talking about, and to let the people know who have not listened what we're talking about, Miss Emerson Braddock has borrowed a certain DVD set, which hardly ever gets...
I was trying to get to something.
Yeah, I got it. I was trying to get to, like, this big, dramatic storytelling.
I know, and I cut you off, okay? Look, I haven't seen you in a long time. You've got some of my movies, so, you know.
Which are going with me when I move, it looks like.
Well, now, hey, I can't help that at this moment.
So I'm going to hold those hostage, and you're going to get really weird pictures sent with your DVD cases. So, in the fairness of all things, I ended up taking Anchorman 2, and which, by the way, makes up for nothing for Firefly. Anchorman 2, Lone Star State of Mind, and Frozen is not the equivalent to Firefly.
No, it is not, and I didn't say it was.
And in this situation, I will not let it go, damn it.
I don't expect you to let it go. I'm going to get you your movies back. If I have to ship them priority mailbox to your home, I will get them back to you.
No. No one's going to know where I live, damn it.
But you told me that I had to come for a visit. If you're not going to tell me where you live, how am I going to come for a visit?
Do you think I'm actually going to give you my address when you come for a visit? I'm going to meet you at someone's stranger's house. No one's going to know where I live. Shit.
Well, all right then.
I did that dating one time.
You can't give a stranger's address?
Yeah, no. Even, I get into, like, I'm newly single. My ex-fiance and I split up over this, after a 5-year relationship. I decided to jump back into the dating pool, and the first thing I do is the first date I have, instead of going and telling them where I live, I use a friend's apartment. That's in a big town, and now there's no way in hell that they would ever try to stalk me.
Well, there you go.
And it works out better for me. I'm just
When I was in the dating world, I never gave anyone my address either. I wouldn't let guys come to my house and pick me up. You know, I mean, I just didn't do that. I would meet them somewhere, you know, and I follow my gut instinct, you know, and I thought, you know, if I'm all right with this person, I might get in their vehicle so we can go eat somewhere. But then they're bringing me back to a public spot with my vehicle there. You know, my friend is just like, oh, yeah, he's coming by later tonight. I'm like, are you nuts? She's like, the kids will be in bed. I'm like, you're retarded. You got some dude you don't know. Have you not ever watched a horror flick? You know, because, I mean, this is the way things happen, you know?
Only in movies, that's the way things happen. Normally, or if you meet guys off Craigslist. That's how that's going to normally go.
Hey, I know a friend of mine who met her fiance, they might be married now, off Craigslist. And
oh, bullshit! On the way. I call shenanigans. That is a story they have made up. They have fabricated that story to make it sound better. No way in hell!
I'm serious.
They met on Craigslist and they fell madly in love.
Yes.
I want to get them on the show.
I will call her. I make no promises, but I'll call her and just be like, hey, Richard, was you on the show? You know, because he didn't believe y'all met on Craigslist.
It's not even just that. I want to make fun of it in a way, because that's entirely crazy. Because, again, I made a bet in 2012 that if I met a woman off Craigslist that I could go on 3 dates with, I would owe my friend $150, or vice versa. Every girl I met, how do I put this in the nicest possible terms? Every girl I met was, what's a really nice word for crazy shit? Crazy batshit bitches. What's a good word for that?
I don't think there is a good word for
insane.
That.
Insane! Insane! And it looked like, I don't know how to, another thing, and it looked like they fell out of the, it looks like they fell out of the family tree and hit every branch on the way down, too.
Right.
I'm not making fun of anyone who's actually found love on Craigslist. Send us messages if you've actually found a loved on Craigslist. And no, it cannot be an animal. Just throwing that out there. So what else has been going on in your neck of the woods?
Cage and I...
The Hundred Acre Woods.
I'm still anti-marriage, and so is Cage, but we're going to move in together. So that's big for us.
That's big news for everybody.
And we're also going to buy a vehicle together. And I mean, like, we're sharing a bank account now. So, I mean, I'm like, you know, tugging at my collar because I can't breathe a little bit sometimes, you know.
I have not been in any sort of situation like you have in over a year now, and it feels wonderful. So I give you congratulations on getting back out there and trying things.
Well, I mean, and I love him to death, you know, I do, and I really want this to work, so, you know, as long as there's no marriage talk anytime soon, I think we'll both be all right, which everybody else has us married, you know, for too long.
If you would like to take bets on the Emerson Braddock marriage, which we will conduct live here on the show, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to thebuzzkillmagazine@gmail.com. Try to figure that out.
We're not taking bets on when I'm going to get married and when I'm not.
Anybody who guesses the right date will give them a 15-pound Smithfield ham. Because everyone could use more ham. All right. So, I guess it's my turn since that's all you got. I mean, nothing funny has happened to you in the last few weeks? Nothing? Nothing at all?
I really don't think so. Why? What are you getting at? I mean, you talk almost every day.
I know, and you still and we have talked over story over story. We've got a big show for you today, everybody. We're going to talk about the news from Comic-Con. We're going to discuss the in our next segment. I feel like we're going to have a fight. I'm just going to throw that down now. We've had this discussion over the 50 Shades of Grey trailer. We'll bring that up in our next segment. A lot more will be coming up. I am in the process of moving myself.
Exactly.
I am in the process of moving to, how do I put this, to the state where the wind comes sweeping through the plains.
Are you going to bust out in song?
I thought about it. I thought, why the hell not? I got nothing to lose and everything to gain here. Fuck it. You know what? This is the first opening that I've not burst out into song yet.
Oh, no, see, now you have to do it. Now you have to sing.
No, I'm not going to give them the pleasure of that just yet. Because I know before the end of this, I'll be singing either A, Let It Go, and I know at the end of the show, I'll sing Take Me Home Tonight. I don't give
exactly.
a fuck. All right. Yes, I'm in the process of moving. My life is changing really fast. If you don't stop and look, life might pass. I can't even... damn it, I don't even know the Ferris Bueller quote anymore. That pisses me off.
Well, that was a good stutter and try.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
Life moves pretty fast if you don't. Oh, God. Oh, why can't I think of this? I love this movie, too. Damn it. This is what happens. I have not had any sleep, really.
I know. You've had insomnia, you know, and I want to sleep, and Cage doesn't need sleep, so I'm just bitchy.
And what's the difference between that and every other day that ends in Y?
Oh, really?
You're not really? Here. I'm not going to get punched. There's an upside to making jokes.
Yeah.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. There it is. Yes.
Well, congratulations. That took long enough.
Thank you,
Google. Must be running slow.
It is. I have dial-up today, and I was enjoying hearing the... sound.
Allow me to play you the song of my people.
We will be right back with probably the best argument that this show has ever had in about 60 seconds. Enjoy a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with more Buzzkill Live, episode number 28. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. And for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you every smile that I think of through my face is gonna break? What do Iggy Azalea, Miley Cyrus, and Britney Spears all have in common? Besides being the sexual fantasy of 40-year-old men everywhere, their videos have been made fun of on the Buzzkill Magazine's newest show, Video Killed the Internet Star, each and every Friday night on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. And we are back with words from ourselves, because we're very vain on this on this magazine. I don't know if you guys can tell or not. In the next coming weeks,
a little bit.
And I don't know if you've checked out the new video show. Don't forget to check out Video Killed the Internet Star. And that show is unbelievably taken off. Have you watched the newest episode?
I have not yet.
You could have just lied and said yes. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Honesty is the best policy, right?
You need to support your fellow show host and his other endeavors on the website.
Hey,
come on.
I have been working full time and going online and writing and reading other people's.
Okay, hold up. You've wrote two articles, which equals your last 2 months or last 6 months. And, which by the way, I know at some point you wanted to address those going forward in this, but first, the 50 Shades of Grey trailer was released last week. Or is it 2 weeks ago now? I don't know how long ago it was.
No, I think it was just last week.
Okay, so the trailer's released. We both watched it. We both have an opinion. How did you feel watching the trailer?
Oh, just let me tell you this, okay? The trailer of the trailer that they released.
The trailer of the trailer?
Yes, you can laugh all you want to. The trailer of the trailer. It had me turned on, okay? I've read these books, and then when the trailer was released, they're following close to the storyline of the book, which is one of the first movies I've ever seen to actually do that, and I loved it. I can't wait for, you know...
Another shitty Hollywood movie based on a book.
Well,
I'm gonna say...
Don't judge a book by its movie, okay?
Okay, first of all, I'm gonna pull something up, but no, This movie looks like it is going to be terrible. Terrible. Yeah. How is it not? Explain to me how this movie is not going to be terrible.
Because it's not. I'm just telling you. I could be wrong. I'm just saying.
Oh, you are wrong! If you've seen the trailer, you automatically know that this movie is going to be shit.
I am wrong. You can honestly say that without seeing the movie.
Yes,
That's a dick move there, Richard.
That
is a dick move.
I am calling it now. This is going to be one of the worst movies Hollywood's ever done.
Well, that's fine. You know, every asshole can have an opinion. Hint, hint.
All right, so let me just go into why I think this. First of all, this book series is nothing more than Twilight without vampires.
Oh, bullshit.
And I think a lot of our listeners out there will agree with me on that.
Twilight didn't even have a sex scene till the fourth book. The beginning of the fourth book.
In what, Twilight? Are we talking No, the characters are the same
Twilight.
Style of character. By the way, in the background, Rage of Thrones by the Access of Awesome. I read the fucking books.
Okay, congratulations.
Oh, come on. The songs about the books are always better. I'm sorry, but okay, so the characters are modeled pretty much right after the Twilight characters. I'm just going to throw that out there. And then on top of all you got to do is just replace vampire with bondage and you have Twilight.
No.
I'm sorry. It's Twilight. It's Twilight for adults. That's
okay,
my response.
I still don't get it. I mean, the...
If you want
a brooding rich man, yeah, they both have that. The plain Jane girl, they both have that. But all the other shit, you are totally wrong.
No! The book... I've read these books. They are terrible, number one. Who
I've read the books. I've read both sets of series.
What's the author of the 50 Shades of Grey series?
E.L. James.
She writes like a 5-year-old. It's choppy, too. That's the next thing I don't enjoy of it. They feel choppy. Like, they feel like they just don't flow to me. It's hard to get into that first book, by the way. It took me 5 tries just to get into it.
It wasn't hard for me to get into it. It was hard for me to continue reading, because that first one is hardcore. Okay? And someone growing up in church every Sunday and every Wednesday night, that's
I grew up
hard
in church.
For me to take in.
I grew up in church, and I've been in the BDSM lifestyle for 10 years. And yes, I probably just give way too much about myself out there, but who gives a fuck?
I do, okay? Because
F-bombs.
I was one of those no sex till marriage people.
So was I. I didn't have sex until I was 21.
Okay. Well, that didn't fucking turn me into a damn nympho. I got married. I had kids. I did the wife thing. I did the mom thing. You know? I mean... I like a little bondage now, but I'm not into that whole lifestyle.
Oh, anybody listening right now is like, oh my god, I don't know if I want to know this much about these people. Okay, so first of all, another reason why I don't like the trailer and don't care for it, there's a better movie out there about bondage, and I'm going to call it now. Go out and find Secretary. If you fucking love this, if you love the 50 Shades of Grey book... Heaven help you. If you love the book series, go watch the movie Secretary. It's a better story. Just throwing that out there.
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, the trailer for Secretary is terrible. But
It's very terrible.
But the movie is so good. The movie makes up for a shitty trailer. And I have got this fear in Hollywood, especially lately, when trailers are always good, the movies even more suck. All right? They give away so much in the trailer. I just don't expect to see much in the world of what everyone wants to out of this series.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's PG-13. So
and that's
no,
another thing. How do you get a bondage movie PG-13?
I don't know.
That's like making a porn rated PG.
Well, so they're not going to show the hoo-ha and the pee-pee, so,
no.
You know.
Okay, did you just say hoo-ha and pee-pee? Let me just...
Yeah, yes, I did.
Our listeners are not 7 and 11.
You don't know.
Our
you
listeners are not the average Andy Griffith watcher. Just throwing this in.
Well, I would hope not, since we're sitting here talking about bondage.
I'm an average Andy Griffith watcher. I love Andy Griffith. And that just makes that even more twisted, doesn't it? The things I could, the things I would do to Aunt B. All right, now back to what we're discussing.
Gross.
What? She can cook. I love chicken. I actually watched. I actually saw the first episode of the Andy Griffith Show last night for the first time. The very first episode.
Oh wow.
I don't know what that says about me and my life and how my social calendar is looking at the moment, but oh well.
Oh, mister, I'm not dating anymore. I'm just going to focus on my career, blah, blah, blah.
And what
blah,
am
blah,
I
blah.
Doing? I'm moving to Oklahoma fucking city to be closer to and then working more on the website for the fans listening at home.
Oh, yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yes, because, well, if I had the opportunity, I'd date Aunt B.
Okay, wait. Now, did I not get, you know, a talk yesterday about some girl that you're probably going to see? And
50 Shades of Grey does not look like it.
Nice try.
Yeah, I know. Okay, back to this, though. 50 Shades of Grey looks awful. I'm still sorry. I don't see how they're going to get the bondage world in a PG-13 atmosphere. I can't see this personally. Now, I can be wrong. It's very
I think you are wrong because
it's very
there's
rare.
Ways around it.
There are not ways around bondage. I'm sorry.
No, there's ways around making things rated R.
R.
That's what it is.
You know what a pirate's favorite movie's rated?
R. Hey, you're not a drunk. Yes. You're a pirate if you're drinking rum before noon. Okay?
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm sorry. My poison is rum. I prefer Captain Morgan.
You know what? I have not drank in so long. Like, I have not had a drink in so long. I feel like now I've become straight edge. That's how long it's been since I've had a drink.
This past 2 weeks have been so stressful. Just in my personal life, that I'm thinking about going and buying a Captain, a bottle of Captain and some Coke and just chilling, because I am just so stressed out. I haven't had a drink in a while either.
Wait a minute. Time out. Time out. That is not what you told me on the phone. See, I can bring up shit too.
I have a beer every night, okay?
Let me guess.
One beer.
Let me guess. That's for your heart?
No, it's for the kidneys.
Oh, I love when doctors are like, have a drink of liquor at least once a night. Never explain to you how much. Have one glass. And then that just gives you the equivalent to go out and buy the wine glass that holds the entire bottle of wine.
No, but I'm serious. He did. He told me beer's the best way to do it, and I don't really like beer.
All right, so what's your beer of choice?
Bud Light.
Oh, my God. Pick a good beer.
That is a good beer.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. Become more... Okay, start trying new beers, because trust me, you will find a better beer.
No, I'm not going to start trying beers, because I'm not buying a six-pack of everything they got out there to try to figure out what's good and have all this nasty shit in the fridge.
Well, if you don't like it, you could ship it to me in Oklahoma City, because damn it, I love the good beer, and that... Oh, God, there are so many good beers out there. I'm a beer bitch. Okay, first of all, I will pick... For some reason, I never go for the cheap beers, because A, if I want... Unless I'm going to either play beer pong... Or I'm getting completely shit-faced in 35 minutes.
Alrighty.
Bud Light's not a, what's the word I'm looking for? Bud Light's not a social beer. It's more of like, let's just chug it, set it down, pick up another one, chug it, set it down, pick up another one.
Okay, but I'm not drinking to get drunk. And I'm not drinking to socialize. I mean, I have one before bed, you know, so the kids don't see it. And
I do.
It's helped. Awesome. It really has. I mean, it does help flush your kidneys.
Oh, I guess I'm going to start drinking beer now. Speaking of stuff before beds. See, you like that segue? Like that
sure.
One? Last night, I am perusing YouTube.
Yeah. Your favorite thing to do.
I know. Oh, fuck. I have got to go on a rant again.
Oh, God. Tom Cotton?
Fuck Tom Cotton. This motherfucker. Now, okay, so I'm, as a YouTube fan, if I'm on my phone, I don't see ads at all. Thank you, Windows Phone. Let me tell you something that's great about having a Windows Phone. You never get ads.
That's good.
Okay, but I get on YouTube on my computer, and every stinking ad is Tom Cotton or Obamacare now. And I'm sitting, and I go out to eat the other day, the TV's on in the restaurant, all of a sudden... Guess what comes on back to back to back?
Tom Cotton.
So if I ever meet that guy, and anybody listening to this, if they know Tom Cotton, one, I'm not voting for the motherfucker if I lived in Arkansas, just because his ads are pissing me off when I'm trying to watch my Spankovision on YouTube.
Right.
Because damn it, if you can whack off in 3 minutes and 42 seconds to music videos, you're talented. But if... No comment from you on that?
Yeah, nothing? No, not a word.
Silence is golden. thank you for being a friend. Okay, so... See, there's my singing moment of the show.
Please don't ever do that again.
Travel down the road and back again. I don't know. So, back to what I was... I forgot what I was saying. Oh, Tom Cotton. Fuck this bastard, because I'm listening to the TV in the background, and then there's just one Tom Cotton ad, and then another Tom Cotton ad, and another one, three in a row. I think he should take his money and spend it on something a little bit more that helpful for his life.
Okay.
He needs hookers. Bad. This guy looks like he hasn't been laid in 15 years. He looks
He's a
like...
politician. He screws people every day.
Nice.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But in the process of me perusing YouTube and getting pissed off at Tom Cotton, if I ever meet him, I'm kicking him right in the balls. Just square dead in the balls. But I found a trailer for a porn. Okay, now, I know that sounds terrible, and trailers for porn on YouTube are automatically shitty as follows. You're not going to see anything at all, correct?
I guess. I really
You can't show nudity on YouTube. Okay, so it showed up in one of the... Like, I'm looking for some... I'm watching videos, and then this, like, trailer shows up. And in the middle of the... I'm watching the trailer, so I go find the video on one of those free porn sites that you only have 5 unlimited videos to watch.
Oh, Pornhub changed their policy. Now you can watch unlimited videos.
I know. I was all excited about that after last night. And it's a weekly porn series. Like, they actually have stories that go week to week.
Is it the same couple?
No, it's actually a bunch of, it's all women.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it is all women, and I've fallen in love with, like, a couple of the women going, okay, if I ever meet them, that's not good for me. Like, I'm honest to God toying with the idea of inducting a porn star in the Hall of Hotties right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be a first on this website. We are going to discuss, and anything you want to add to that?
No, I'm good.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for making me look like a perv. I can't really say much, though. You
are a perv.
Name one pervy thing I've done in the last 7 seconds.
Exactly.
All right.
You said perv in the last 7 seconds.
Perv's a... By the way, perv is a fun word. It's right up there with underpants.
Exactly.
That's just a fun... All right. So we are going to talk about all the news coming out of Comic-Con, and we are going to break this down, and who knows what else. We're going to probably go off on some tangents. We'll be right back after more words from us. And don't forget, you too can join the show. Send us an email at tpklive@thebuzzkillmagazine.com. Follow us on Twitter at Craving Humor, at The Buzzkill Mag, or at Emerson Braddock. Or become a fan of us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBuzzkillMagazine. Become a fan today and join the revolution. This week in Nerd History! This week in Nerd History, a man was able to walk into a Comic-Con and talk to a woman in cosplay without any awkward silence. That has been This Week in Nerd History!
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
The Bears. The Bears. Sheila!
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, what is going on here?
It's the Nerd Debate. And now here's a debate between two people who, if they still had the choice, would live in their parents' basement and have cookies and milk all the time. It's now time for the Nerd Debate. Come on. Would you not eat cookies and milk all the time if you had the option?
Yeah, probably I would. Yeah.
Here's a question. Would you dip your cookie in beer?
No. God, no.
Okay, I'm going to be the weirdest person probably out there. I don't like drinking milk with my cookies.
No, that's like un-American right there.
That is not un-American.
It is too un-American.
Well, geez. I actually like actually eating cookies with soda.
Okay.
I know, I'm a weird person, but like I love...
You're very weird.
Well, that's why I get pegged the big, oversized buck. The giant novelty dollar from the Dollar Tree. All right. So this week we're going to discuss everything that has to do that we found out about Comic-Con, the big news, and everything. First off, have you seen the picture of Wonder Woman's new costume?
Yes.
What? Let's just start there, because that seemed to be the biggest story coming out of this year's Comic-Con. What was your thought on how Wonder Woman now looks? How does Gal Gadot look in the Wonder Woman costume? Or Gal Gadot?
I don't like it.
You like it or you don't?
I don't.
What? What is wrong with you?
I mean,
how do you?
That's my opinion.
Yeah, it's wrong again. Yeah.
I mean, yes, modern, new, up to the times and everything. I just think some things should remain classic. You know, I mean, that's like changing, you know, Batman's color to dark blue. That'd just be wrong.
Have you not watched the old 66 television show? It's purple.
No, I have not watched that.
Suck on those tits.
I just know that in the 827 Batman movies that's been made in the past 3 years, they've all been black.
There's only been... Wait, is there... There's been one Batman movie and maybe some horns. I love the new Wonder Woman costume. I think the new Wonder Woman costume is fan-freaking-tastic.
Well, of course you do. You're male. And I'm
No. It has nothing to do with that. I love the fact that they modernized it and took a twist with it. Because, one, they made her look like an Amazonian warrior.
I guess I can see that.
You cannot deny that. She actually looks like she is finally an Amazon... That she looks like she's an Amazonian warrior. For the first time, because honestly, the old costume does not make her look that way.
No.
It doesn't have much color into it compared to the other costume. But this is not... I feel like the new Batman Superman movie, it's now starting to pique my interest more.
Right.
Because the new Batman pictures came out. Did you see those?
I've seen the Batman costume, but I haven't actually seen Ben Affleck in the costume.
Oh, the costume looks great.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
So I think this movie overall might actually be just fun to watch. It's not going to be that serious type of movie that we got with the trilogy with Christian Bale. I think we're going to have fun Batman movies for a change. And not the fun like George Clooney Batman, but like the Val Kilmer style. It's going to be more comic book feel.
Right.
But
as long as Ben Affleck doesn't change his voice like Christian Bale did, I think I'll be all right with it. But I still can't watch those three movies just for him doing that voice alone.
I'm Batman.
I can't handle that. Because he's like regular talking, then all of a sudden, he's like, what the fuck?
It sounds like he's been a smoker for 40 years when he takes over the Batman. When he becomes Batman. It just seems he's just been sitting around in a dungeon full of cigars. And the next logical step for Batman is he's going to start talking with that voice box. I'm Batman. And it'll be completely worth it. Another thing coming out of Comic-Con is Guardians of the Galaxy just got released. And this is last week. So this is before the movie comes out in theaters. And they announced already having a second one.
I know, I heard that. That kind of caught me off guard.
Which, granted, the movie's going to be number one this weekend, and it's going to probably save the movies for the summer, because, honest to God, I'll just admit this, there has not been shit. I have not even been excited about going to see one movie all summer.
Me and Cage went and seen 22 Jump Street last weekend. I laughed so hard.
But that movie's been out since May.
Well, okay.
But no, that's
what we just went to the movies.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, since the summer, which would be June to now, like, any movie that's come out since June, none of them really, except for Lucy. I kind of wanted to see Lucy. That's it.
Yeah, and I've got to see it, too, because I've heard so many mixed reviews on that
movie.
Yeah,
we have a review to go up on the website, and he absolutely hated it. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. I don't know. Yeah. It might just be on the person. I don't, like, this summer's been so bad for movies, and Guardians of the Galaxy is going to save it. Before the movie came out in the critic screening, it had a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
No movie ever gets a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this about Guardians of the Galaxy, because me and Cage's cousin talk superheroes and stuff like that all the time, you know?
Right.
And last night he was like, "Hey, have you seen the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I've seen it." And he said, "Are you gonna go watch it?" And I said, "If I can drag Cage, we'll be there." You know, and he was like, oh, okay. He was like, yeah, I can't wait to go see it. So then a while ago, we were standing outside, and I was like, he messed up really bad. He was trying to say one thing, and he completely just FUBAR'd the entire thing, and I laughed. And
did
I
you
was
just
like,
say
well, you know,
FUBAR'd?
I did. And I was
oh
like,
my God.
It's a good thing you're pretty. And he said, oh, well, really? And he kind of straightened himself out, and Cage is like, that's her polite way of calling you a dumbass. And so he looks at me and he says, I hope you don't see Guardians of the Galaxy at all.
Can I just say something?
That was his comeback. You have to admit that was funny.
That's good. Can I just say something?
What?
You use the word FUBAR. I'm glad you're pretty. Okay, so to continue on.
Yeah, thanks for completely not listening to my story at all and just getting hung up on FUBAR.
I'm sorry you lost me when you said FUBAR. I didn't know we were, I didn't realize this was 1998. Do I need to start talking about things that started happening in 1998? Is that about the time NSYNC was popular? You should know.
Yes, it was.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, NSYNC was very popular in 98. You want to know what their biggest hit was that year?
What is it?
Tearing Up My Heart.
The fact you know that makes me sad on the inside.
Full of useless information.
So am I. So am I. The Spice Girls came out in 97. Okay, so... And they would be on the height of their popularity at that moment. I'm kind of intrigued at why they announced that the second one's already being made before the first one comes out. I'm glad other movies do not take that. Just a note to Hollywood.
Initiative?
Yeah, just a note to Hollywood. Please don't fucking start doing that.
Well, you know, maybe they left it like open-ended. You know?
I want to see it so bad. The entire cast looks awesome. And
yeah.
Since Doctor Who's getting ready to start back up, and any Doctor Whovian fans out there, hey. August 26th, the new season of Doctor Who. I'm excited like a schoolboy.
Right.
But the chick who played Karen Gillian, the woman who played Amy Pond, is one of the bad guys in Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'm all excited. That's one reason I had to see it, just because of that. And then I saw the trailer, and it was awesome. The trailer's hilarious. And I've seen reviews where it's a funny comic book movie, and God bless that, because we need those type of movies sometimes, too. Another news story come out of Comic-Con is the Simpsons Family Guy crossover.
Right.
Have you watched the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Anybody, it's hard to find, by the way. If you can find the Simpsons Family Guy crossover trailer, go out and watch it. This looks like it is going to be television gold. But you told me your opinion about this, and I'm just in shock. Go ahead and tell everyone what you told me.
That I don't watch Family Guy?
That is amazing to me. You're like one of the only few people in the world who hate the Griffins.
I didn't say I hate them. I said I don't watch Family Guy.
Because I hate The Simpsons.
You take me to say, you know, I don't watch something to mean I hate it. It's like if I don't listen to a certain kind of music, you just assume I hate it. It's not hate.
You hate country music, but now you're loving it, so I don't understand that.
I don't love country music, but I don't hate it either. I still can't stand the whiny, sappy shit.
Is your favorite artist now George Strait or Rascal Flatts?
Neither, so kiss my ass, Richard.
I don't have all month.
No, you sure don't. But...
It's kind of hard to do that 8 hours away.
If a country song starts and you are so depressed within the first two words that you're ready to shoot yourself, that's not a good country song, okay?
I feel that way after every song, almost. One reason I listen to ska, because it's happy negativity. But well, the Simpsons... I hate The Simpsons. I haven't thought The Simpsons was funny since season 8. I think the show is way past its prime.
Aren't they in season like 52 now?
Yeah, something like that. This show has been around longer, probably. I know it's been around longer than most. I know it's been the longest running cartoon. I think it's like one of the top five longest running television series now that's on TV. I don't think they're funny. But the fact that they do all the funny stuff from the shows, both of them, in the trailer... Makes me go, okay, I hope to God not all the funny stuff's in the trailer, though. That's my biggest fear right now.
Yeah.
I'm out of it today, by the way, everybody. I have not had sleep. I'm moving. I'm sweating like a whore in church. I'm fat. I'm sorry. The next thing we have to talk about, because we didn't get to talk about this yet, the first episode of Girl Meets World, which happened now like a month and a half ago.
Right.
But I know we both watched it. The show's still going on, and on the Disney Channel, I've not seen another episode since the first one.
I tried watching the second episode the other day, because it's on the DVR, but I don't know. I mean, it's almost too cheesy.
Do you not remember the first season of Boy Meets World?
I know, yeah, and I see the reruns all the time, you know, because that comes on before, you
ABC
know, from like
Family.
3 to 5 every day.
On ABC Family.
Yes.
And I mean, oh god, the first thing I saw the episode where Eric and Jack end up busting a rave, and since you have, you know, a woman boner for Matthew Lawrence.
Yes, I do.
I thought about texting you. The episode where they end up having to dress in drag to save themselves and not get caught. I almost sent you a text message going, I feel like this is weird that these two are actually hot.
I was watching the one the other day where they're trying to get Mr. Feeney and the Dean hooked up.
Feeney!
Yeah, but he's like, George, you've got to go after what you want. And he's like, right now you're in a love triangle. And he draws out the square or the rectangle, you know. And he's like, he who hesitates is lost. He goes, Rachel, I'm okay.
Oh, I love the later seasons of that show, especially when they're all in college.
Yes.
That seems like that is the most fun run of that show, but there's the middle school years, and I do appreciate those. That last year of high school, though, I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
I know that it happened, and I know that it's somewhere involved in all that, but I don't know. It's just lost on my mind after all these years. It's like, I feel like it's disappeared. Once Topanga's Sweet 16 happens, and her and Corey are dancing in the middle of a wrestling ring. See, everything revolves back around to the new podcast on Sundays. And that's for me right now. And I remember that episode because they pulled the Flintstones being in two places at once. Do you not, Frankie, the poetry-loving big kid?
Yes, I remember that.
I love Frankie. Any episode with Frankie in it, I'm all about. And now that dude is making money hand over fist. He's in every TV show now, almost.
Right.
I love My Name is Earl because of him.
Yeah.
That's. By the way, if you ever wanted to know anything about Emerson Braddock's life, watch the second season of My Name is Earl. Okay, so.
Oh, you dickhead.
I gotta get some jabs in.
Yeah, just because you can't be hit. Yeah.
I know. This is great. I love this whole recording over phone situation. This is great.
Okay, well, now back to the Comic-Con thing.
Yes, Comic-Con.
Did you see where Daniel Radcliffe dressed as Spider-Man so he could walk the floor?
Yes! Let me tell you something.
I love that.
A lot of celebrities do that, and it happens yearly. Like, one of the big celebrities will dress incognito, walk the floor, and no one will know the difference.
Right.
There was a woman, one of the more famous women did it a couple of years ago. Matt Smith of Doctor Who, David Tennant did it of Doctor Who fame one year. David Tennant dressed in costume and walked around incognito all day.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, and they're meeting fans and the fans don't even know it.
I know, but I mean, he looked pretty nice in that Spider-Man costume.
He did.
Just
he
saying.
Did. He did. He probably would have made a better Spider-Man than Andrew Garfield. No offense.
Well, probably.
Oh, no offense to Andrew Garfield. I do like the new one. I do like the new Spider-Mans, but I don't know. I'm still, like, waiting for a guy to play Spider-Man. really quick, who do you think would make the best Spider-Man?
I really don't know. I've never given it any thought.
Think about that, and we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Guys, follow us on Twitter. Follow us. We're going to have a Buzzkill Live account on Twitter, finally. Just to let you know, I've been working on that. We want your ideas for topics for the nerd debates over the next few weeks. We're going to even bring in a rotation. You're going to join us, and we're going to have other people that work on the site join us as well. We're going to change things up occasionally here and there. So we will talk about that and what we learned. And coming up next, I guess, is what we learned in today's episode. Are you good with that?
I'm good with
no
that.
No one asked you!
Yes, you did.
Your Sunday nights are about to be pile-driven. The BuzzkillMagazine.com presents its newest podcast, The Sunday Night Suplex, your home for all things professional wrestling. We're going to break down the top news stories of the week, preview pay-per-views right before they happen. We're going to have special guests and dive into the archives of the WWE Network. All this and more each and every Sunday night on The Sunday Night Suplex right here on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. And now a dating tip with Stefan. I love you like a love song, baby. It doesn't matter if you're short or you're tall or you're skinny or you're fat. If your mama gave it to you, flaunt it. You want a man, honey? You need to walk it, bitch. And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm simple as go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. And the sound of the Jackson 5 can only mean one thing. Yes.
You're about to make a terrible Jackson pun, we know.
I am not going to make a joke about being beaten today. All right?
Yes, you will. You will.
I am not going to. I feel like that is just beneath me now. I need to raise my game up on on the making fun of the Jackson scale. So, the Jackson 5 could only mean one thing. It's either that time of the show where we have to tell what we learned, or one of us is about ready to be beaten like a government mule. Okay, so it's not it's not beneath me, but whatever.
No, it's not.
Emerson, what did you learn in today's show?
That you're mean as hell when we're not in person. That's what I've learned.
It makes it easier to make fun of you.
Yeah. You can't get hit if you're not in front of me.
Right, because you don't want to hit your boss either, because that could wind up in a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, you damn straight, class action lawsuit.
If you hit me in the state of Illinois, I think it's sexual harassment.
Yeah, well, we're not in Illinois, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just going by laws that I've read online. So what else did you learn in today's episode?
I learned that Daniel Radcliffe, you know, looks pretty good in a Spider-Man outfit.
Daniel Radcliffe. Let me just say this. I think I would go gay for Daniel Radcliffe, at least for one day.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't want to date him or anything. I just think he looks pretty good.
Just for one reason and one reason only. Just so I can make Harry Potter references while we're doing it. Is that a Hogwarts on your cock?
Oh, gross.
Oh, jeez. Yes. Okay, so what else did you have? Anything else you learned in today's episode?
I learned that you're off your game when you're really tired.
Like I said, I'm in the process of moving. We needed to get a show done. This show is not our best. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's not our worst. If you want to listen to our worst, go back and listen to episode number 2. By the way, dude, it has nothing to do with you. Episode 2 is really bad. I just re-listened to it. If you haven't been on the website lately, you can find all the Buzzkill Lives. And I'm trying to get episodes 3 and 4, so I have all the episodes alive in one spot. You can download them. And you can listen to every show. I learned in today's episode that you hate Wonder Woman. I also learned that's not what I read on the internet. I also learned that you do not give a shit about if a trailer is going to make a movie bad. And honestly,
no, I don't, because this is like the critics' reviews, you know. You know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Now, there's got to be somebody out there who probably does not have an asshole, and that statement is highly offensive, and I think you need to apologize
Bullshit.
To that pygmy
Bullshit.
Guy.
Everybody has to shit.
Sometimes they just do it verbally.
Yeah, like you, 90% of the time.
And I know that's true because I watch Video Killed the Internet Star.
You and your bad jokes on that.
Let me tell you something. Those jokes are so dated half the time when we do that show. Like, I'll sit there and I'll write out jokes and for some ungodly reason, it's like jokes that only made sense in 1992 will pop in my head. But the video comes from 1992. And the latest edition of that show, I did the All About That Bass song by Meghan Trainor. And I've watched half the video before, but I find her really attractive. And it made it hard doing that video because the video is actually kind of hot. Like, I'm saying,
made it hard. Was that a double entendre there?
Yes.
And I gotta say that it was really hard to do. And I gotta say it was a hard video to make fun of. I also learned in today's show that we're back. That's what I learned. So let's. Are you cool with that? Are we back?
We're back. Better than ever.
I'm back!
Earl's kissing his sister again.
It's great. I'm going to be watching Lone Star State of Mind by myself every night now while I wait for Firefly.
I know.
Okay, so in the next coming weeks, we have some really special things planned. We are going to play Game Time, and it will be Emerson's first time with Where's Timmy's Penis.
Yes.
We're also going to play Who Wants to Win a Happy Meal. We're going to bring in other staff members from the website. We're actually going to possibly have some celebrities on here to play Game Time with us. Yeah.
That'll be cool. That'll be very awesome.
That's a whole new beginning. And some new stuff that we are in the work of. Nerd News. We are going to replace Weird News. We're still going to do some weird news stories occasionally. Nerd News. Yes. Nerd Debates. Anything else that comes up, guys, send us topics. We would love to talk about them. We will make fun of them. So next week, we will be back at Monday, 10, 9 Central. Fucking finally.
Ta-da!
Holy shit! We're going to throw so many people's week off by going, wait, they're back? What the fuck's going on, huh? What the hell? We haven't done a show in so long. I think people are going to go, it's not really a show. They're just saying that to bring people in. So for Emerson Braddock.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. That's your sign off now. Like, nothing intelligent. Just good night, everybody.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
While drinking Pepsi. Like, you need to come up with a good sign-off before our next episode.
I will try.
Really quick, we are finally going to sit down and do theme episodes, and I'm just going to break this now. 4 weeks from now, we will be doing our very first theme show with Emerson.
Yay!
So at the end of the month, the very first theme show is, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I am.
The Totally Bitchin' 80s Show. So until next week, everybody, for Emerson Braddock, now you can say something not witty.
Not witty.
Oh, my God. You can't find good help these days. For Emerson Braddock, I'm Richard Pruitt. Until next week, Torgo. We all know it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.